Debate Trap. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. After the whirlwind of news Wednesday about presidential debates, both sides are, of course, claiming they got the upper hand over the other. Obviously, those who are running these campaigns are far smarter than I am, but I have to question the merit of having the first debate in June before either Donald Trump or Joe Biden are officially nominated by their respective parties. Clearly, each has the delegates at this point in the primary season, which is why we call them the presumptive nominees of their respective parties. But those delegates have to vote at a convention, which is not until July for the Republicans and August for the Democrats. Here's my concern if you are a Republican or a Trump supporter. Let's say Biden performs at the June 27 debate like we've seen him perform at news conferences and limited personal appearances within the past month. In other words, far from sharp, mumbling, unable to present a coherent thought. In other words, on full display as not being able to do the job now, much less for another 4 years. That would give Democrats 7 full weeks to come up with a replacement candidate at the convention. And you know there are plenty of conversations behind the scenes right now about what-if scenarios, given how frail Biden is. Obviously, a first debate in September would be after the Democrat convention. And if Joe failed the debate test, he could still be replaced by vote of the DNC itself. That's essentially what happened in 1972 when Thomas Eagleton was bumped from the Democrat ticket as vice president, because party rules do provide for replacing a candidate. But that switch the top candidate after Labor Day scenario would be a disaster for Democrats, while having the summer to work it out while the world was watching the Olympics plays to their strength. Now, I have no expectation Biden will underperform in the first debate. After all, somehow he rallied for the debates in 2020 and does for things like State of the Union addresses, all likely due to rest, the miracles of modern pharmaceuticals, and a deep-to-the-bone hatred of Donald Trump. It's just a thought, though. Does a poor early debate performance actually lead to a stronger Democrat nominee not named Joe Biden? And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Friday, May 17 on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.